From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Terror attack claims dozens of lives in Afghanistan. A suicide car bomb Saturday ripped through a crowded area outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan. The attack killed at least 95 people and wounded more than 160 others. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said the bomber used an explosives-filled ambulance to carry out the attack in an area where civilians had gathered in a large number. The Taliban instantly took responsibility for plotting the attack. Video found on social media on Saturday apparently shows combat between the YPG Kurdish and Turkish forces in Rojo, Syria. The YPG Kurdish forces are on the ground as a Turkish helicopter shoots from above. Turkey's offensive against a U.S.-backed group in Syria enters its eighth day today. The combat comes the same day Turkey's presidency said the U.S. has pledged to stop giving arms to the YPG forces. A statement from the Turkish government says the U.S. National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, confirmed the pledge from the Trump administration, though there has been no public statement from the U.S. On Friday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan repeated his intention to expand Ankara's military operation against Kurds in Syria. The Libyan Coast Guard rescued more than 100 migrants, including women and children, off the coast of Tripoli on Saturday evening. The migrants, who were said to be heading to the south of Italy, were transferred to Tripoli Navy Base, where they received medical assistance before being transported to a detention center. This is VOA News. Although North and South Korea continue talks ahead of next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea, the nuclear threat the North poses is still on the minds of world leaders. That includes United States Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. Friday, he said the United States will continue to provide credible military options when it comes to addressing Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat.
Our response to this threat remains diplomacy-led, backed up with military options available to ensure that our diplomats are understood to be speaking from a position of strength.
Arab media, quoting family members, is reporting that Saudi financier Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal was released by the government Saturday. He had been detained at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in the capital Riyadh since early November. Terms of any eventual financial settlement between the prince and the Saudi government were not immediately known. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab media reported that close to 90 other top Saudi businessmen and royal family members were also released following financial settlements with the government. The men had been detained since early November after the government launched a probe into alleged financial improprieties or corruption. Unconfirmed reports in Arab media suggest that the Saudi treasury may have raised up to several $100 million from financial settlements with the prominent figures it had detained. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This Saturday marks Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's the anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz Nazi death camp in 1945. The UN Security Council announced Friday that it will visit the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. on Monday. It's part of a trip to Washington where members will have lunch with President Donald Trump. Heavy rain is compounding the threat to villages surrounding the Philippines' Mount Mayon, a volcano that has been belching fumes, ash, and lava for about 2 weeks now. The State Volcanology Institute says lahar, or mudflow, carrying volcanic debris, is a major threat to the low-lying communities surrounding the volcano. Officials warn that boulders rolling down the volcano's slopes could wipe out a house, and lava or molten rock carried in the lahar can destroy anything in its path. And Greek Cypriots head to the polls on Sunday to elect a new president, tasked with breaking a deadlock in unification talks, ending a conflict that harms Greco-Turkish relations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.